Several party officials say despite little activity by the country's leaders, they are preparing for elections at the end of the transitional period as required by the revitalized peace agreement. Some officials say they are registering party members, mobilizing new members, and establishing offices in states. Atem Kwal, Secretary for Political Affairs of the SPLM, says his party has mobilized members at the grassroots level.
We have gone down to the Bumas and Payams, reorganizing the members from Buma to Payam, from Payam to counties, then to the state. Then we are now preparing to conduct a national convention.
Kwal says the party will conduct a national convention this year to finalize internal arrangements before the elections.
National convention role is to choose who is going to be a flag bearer, who is going to be the chairman of the party. And at the same time, the chairman of the party, elected chairman, will be a flag bearer, who will contest for presidential seat.
Wilson Lodion, vice president of the African National Congress, says his party is as well into preparations for next year's elections.
We are mobilizing our members and opening offices in the state, and we are mostly emphasizing and establishing our state offices and making recruitment for any eventuality that in case there's election, then we go for election.
Lodion says insecurity hinders efforts to mobilize and establish offices in some locations. He says the mistrust that still exists between some of the parties should be addressed to create a conducive environment for holding elections.
We are not seeing even the unified forces that can be unifying and conducive in Thomas elections. After now, the army are fragmented and we don't know which one is which. So this is our fear, that should election happen within this time frame and the army are not unified, then the results of the election will be one-sided.
Abednego Akok Kachual, chairperson of the South Sudan National Elections Commission, says lack of legal framework has slowed his agency's work.
This transitional period will end by 22nd of this month, and then we will be going on with the other 2 years remaining. I would really recommend them to say the election act should be passed very quickly, and then the formation of the election commission should be done, and from there the commission will begin preparing the elections.
In August last year, President Salva Kiir administration announced the extension of the transitional government's time in office for another 2 years. Akok is urging political parties to present a program for conducting elections now scheduled to take place in December 2024.
It is a matter of making a timetable. We have already constituencies which are existing in the country, and then we have the last census, and then we have the election commission, which is with the structure now. It is only two things, resources to be available, and then, as I told you before, the political will.
The peace agreement requires leaders to amend the Elections Act ahead of the elections. Akok and John Aganyi, spokesperson for the National Legislative Assembly, told the VOA on Thursday the elections bill has yet to reach parliament for ratification. Without parliamentary approval, elections cannot proceed. Akok and Aganyi say the bill is still tied up with the Council of Ministers. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.